Meghan Markle proves that the world loves Sass Bahu cereals. Of all the funny headlines we've ever read about Meghan Markle, this is the funniest. Royal staff grumpy after Meghan Markle and Harry given new suite at Buckingham Palace. Yes, staff grumpy. I thought these kind of conversations about Nayi Bahu and Ghar Ki Parampara and domestic staff being tradition's gatekeepers was the kind of thing that only Indian housewives are supposed to be into. But apparently not. Going by the way the domestic life and Devrani-Jethani relationship between Meghan and Kate are portrayed in international tabloids, the whole world seems to love a Sass Bahu soap. Kate as Badi Bahu, seen as the modern torchbearer of family traditions, and Meghan as Choti Bahu, a new American entrant who must do all she can to fit in quickly, but who instead, with her husband, chooses to move out of the joint family home, Kensington Palace. If the twists and turns of domestic life of the Windsors, as scripted by the tabloids, is not an Indian soap with a foreign cast, then we don't know what is. Meghan is compared and contrasted to Kate in international tabloids in everything she says, does, wears, and spends. The bill to refurbish their home, Frogmore Cottage, and the rifts she and Harry signal by unfollowing the Cambridges on Instagram are more than enough for a couple of seasons worth of episodes, and you don't even need to drag it out with the strobe shot on repeat. Who gets the tijori ki chabi? Like all new brides in the soaps we grew up with, Meghan can never truly catch a break from the judgments of Samaj, which in this case are tabloid news junkies. As the new daughter-in-law to the Khandan, she will always be compared to her Jethani, Kate, who, the subtext reads, did it first, did it better, and will eventually manage the tijori ki chabi, which in this case just happens to be an erstwhile empire's bounty. Headlines of her unwitting hitchkeys that are apparently not in keeping with family convention keep chasing Meghan, and some of them are just desperate attempts at finding news when none exists. The latest scandal being a dohar. Yes guys, the dohar, a blanket she used on one of baby Archie's first outings, was made in India, which means it must have breached international labour law standards, right? So say the tabloids. And then there was the unfortunate event where her Vogue September edition guest editor Matt Bengen found its cover looking very similar to another book. But what irked people more, it seemed, was that the edition gave political commentary, which the royals are not supposed to do, being politically neutral always, of course. Such is their Khandani parampara. Really. Long live the rebel bride. But just like all Indian soap opera Bahus are not pushovers, neither is the actual Indian bride, and nor is Meghan. The badass bride is an Indian phenom too, breaking barriers of custom and setting new traditions. While this Bengali bride refused to do the customary thanks and goodbye to her parents, saying that she'll be back whenever she wants, Meghan did her bit by showing her post-baby bump, wearing sleeveless, and making political and feminist statements in her everyday work. Her endless positive outlook, professional past, and work on contemporary global issues that matter have earned her the title of Woke Duchess. And we're going to ensure that the Windsor soap opera never gets stale for more seasons than we can count.